If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very, very good morning to you. How are you doing?
I'm good and you?
I'm not sure. I think I'm all right. But, you know, we don't really...
No one's all right.
Yeah,
the world's gone nuts.
Exactly. I don't know how we can say with any certainty how we're doing. All right, so tell us about the new Samsung Galaxy S20.
Well, listen, let's just forget all the madness, all the viruses, all the havoc ensuing globally, and play with the gadgets.
Oh,
that's
wonderful.
What they're made for.
Exactly.
They're made for playing with and having fun with and, you know, connecting and doing the odd WhatsApp and checking the numbers on Google. But see, it all comes back. But anyway, the new, as I'm sure many people are aware, the new Galaxy S20 range was launched a couple of weeks ago. It went on sale a week ago in South Africa. And it is, in a nutshell, pretty insane. I must admit, this is without question the biggest, baddest, and literally biggest phone that I've played with for a long time. And just to give a little bit of context to the whole story, the previous generation, the S10 range, was pretty good, you know, and certainly cutting edge in the Android space last year. But what Samsung have done this year is seriously notch it up a big way. The sad news is their big differentiator globally is that the S20 range, all of them, the S20, the S20 Plus, and the S20 Ultra are 5G phones. Now, I've been told that the versions that we have in South Africa may be upgradable to 5G, but the chances are they are an LTE-only version. So be aware that the S20 range you buy in South Africa at this stage actually say S20 LTE. So they are LTE versions only. They won't play nicely with 5G globally, but we'll see. Apparently that's a software thing and not a hardware thing. That's to be found out. They won't comment. But essentially, the S20 Ultra has two outstanding features that the S20 range does not have. The first one is a massive 6.9-inch screen. It's more tablet than phone. But because there's no bezel or no body around it, it's somewhat manageable. It's not easily handleable if you've got a smallish hand. But for most people, two-handed use makes sense. And the other thing, the screen is absolutely insane. It's the first 120Hz screen. And what that simply means is that the refresh rate, the time that the screen refreshes every second, is 120 times per second. And the result of that is when you scroll, it's unbelievably smooth. It's super smooth. It's super bright. The screen is pretty crazy. It's probably the best screen that I've ever seen on a mobile device yet. The next thing that is a standout, and that sort of keeps the Ultra going in Ultra, is that it has a 100-time zoom camera. And I've played with this camera, and I've taken pictures from far away. And yes, you lose quality. 100-time zoom is optical, so it's not all. It's all electronic, not optical. So they use a combination of very fast computing and all sorts of tricks to give you a picture that sharp, and a periscope lens, which is even cleverer. And it's pretty insane. The 100-time zoom works. You can actually read what's on the other end of 100 times, and the camera setup in and of itself is pretty exceptional. When it comes to best in class, I don't think there's anything on the market currently that even comes close to this. The S20 and S20 Plus range doesn't have that particular camera, but all the rest of the processing and the camera is pretty much in the same league. So I think Samsung have really knocked it out of the park. This is without question the best Android phone on the market currently. Who knows what's coming next, but safe to say, even at its really elevated price, and it's around about 26,000 rand, give or take, depending on the rand with what's going on out there. But it's selling for 26,995 from most places. And if you want the biggest, baddest, most technically advanced Android phone on the market, the S20 Ultra is without question that device for you. It's pretty spectacular.
Incredible, and certainly sounds absolutely awesome. Time is 8:48. Stephen Ambrose, you'll be conducting your regular show 11 o'clock on Thursday. Is that right?
Yep, but apparently via Skype, because we have to all keep away. But anyway, yeah, definitely. And I'll do a full in-depth review of the S20 Ultra, brilliant, along with the rest of the range and a whole lot of other exciting news and gadgets and gizmos to keep you distracted during these trying times.
Absolutely.